From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in the biggest transfer thus far. 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates. The release of a dozen Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves just 61 detainees at Guantanamo Bay. An administration official overseeing the closure of the facility said its continued operation weakens U.S. national security, draining resources, damaging relationships with other countries, and emboldening violent extremists. Our Nicholas Palerino, visiting professor at Georgetown University, questions the administration's position.
I understand President Obama's ideas about what Guantanamo Bay is doing to damage U.S. credibility around the world. But you have to contrast that point to many of our leaders believe that we are at war with the jihadist movement around the world.
A leading Republican lawmaker, Congressman Ed Royce, denounced the move, saying it puts Americans at risk. An Amnesty International spokesperson said keeping it open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore human rights. Zambian President Edgar Lungu Monday was declared winner of Thursday's election against opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema, whose United National Party for National Development denounced the outcome as fraudulent. Party spokesman Jack Muimbu said the Electoral Commission ignored their claim.
We made several representations to them. They never listened to us. We have evidence with us to the effect that the votes for Hakainde Hichilema has been deliberately reduced in collusion with the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
The party plans to appeal to the country's highest court. This is VOA News. Media reports quote Russia's defense minister is saying Moscow and Washington are close to beginning joint military action against militants in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. U.S. spokesman Elizabeth Trudeau, however, said Monday she had nothing yet to announce.
We do speak regularly with Russian officials about ways to strengthen the cessation of hostility, improve humanitarian access, and bring about conditions necessary to find a political solution to the conflict.
In Aleppo, Syrian forces Monday reportedly repelled a rebel advance, forcing them to retreat from positions captured a day earlier. Meanwhile, the two governments reportedly been holding talks in Geneva on restoring a nationwide ceasefire. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Monday said he would consider a UN plan to send in another 4,000 troops to his country to help stop recent violence that killed hundreds and threatened last year's peace agreement. Initially, his government opposed the Security Council action, but speaking to Parliament Monday, Mr. Kiir called for negotiations on the best way forward.
Already there are people who are accusing the Tigono of refusing and fighting the UN. I want to confirm on this great day that this is not accurate appraisal of our position.
He also announced an investigation into last month's violence will be launched. Suspected Kurdish rebels Monday are believed to have been behind the detonation of a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey that killed at least six, including policemen. More than 20 others were wounded. Officials in California continually battling raging wildfires, while in Louisiana, authorities are searching for survivors of torrential rains that produced flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards Monday toured damaged areas of his state.
This is an unprecedented historic flood event all across South Louisiana, and it has presented tremendous challenges to everyone.
At least six have died. Some 20,000 were forced to evacuate their homes following more than 60 centimeters of rainfall in a period of just 3 days. In California, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed. Thousands have been forced to flee. The so-called Clayton Fire north of San Francisco, which has burned hundreds of hectares of land. New York City police have charged a suspect with double homicide and two counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the killing of a Muslim imam and an associate. 35-year-old Oscar Morel of Brooklyn is accused of killing Imam Maulama Akunji and Thara Uddin Saturday after they left a mosque in the city's borough of Queens. He was arrested after being caught on video for a hit-and-run accident. On Wall Street Monday, a new day, another record-high close due in part to rising oil prices, the benchmark Dow Jones Index closing at 18,636. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.